Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:39. It's Tuesday, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Great job, Fremont Bank. All right, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with today is September 1st.
Hello,
fall
September.
Begins September 22nd, everyone. Mm. Also, football begins any minute now. In fact, I think it's not this Thursday, but next Thursday is the first NFL game.
Woohoo!
Also, Labor Day right around the corner. In fact, it's this Monday, I believe.
Yeah.
So some of you will have a three-day weekend. You'll also notice that a lot of beach closures are on. But you'll also notice a lot of people are planning to hit the road. So it's going to be a weird one out there.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone has fun and is able to stay safe. Because I know I'm going to just stay in the house.
Bored.
And try
bored
not to get house. Sick. Yeah, well, bored. You know.
Well, that's, you know, you... You're like many of us.
Right.
We have zero plans for this weekend.
September brings us the Kentucky Derby, which is this Saturday. The U.S. Open of Tennis is on. The French Open. The U.S. Open of Golf. The NBA playoffs are underway already. And, of course, again, I already mentioned it. It looks like not this Thursday, but next Thursday, the Chiefs are hosting the Texans to begin the NFL season.
Did the Tour de France already happen? I want to say I saw something about the Tour de France.
The Tour de France is normally already long over.
Yeah,
it happens in July, and I watch it every year. It just started.
Okay. So that's going on right now. Okay.
I thought
I saw something about that.
I didn't even know that. I was just flipping channels and saw it there and went, what is this? And sure enough, it is happening. So that's really cool. I know those guys, you know, train a lot to be able to do that event. I don't know how clean it is now as opposed to in the past, but whatever the case, I still watch it. So, also, Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet is going to open this Thursday, and the live-action Mulan will be on Disney Plus this Friday.
That's one that you do have to pay for that even if you have Disney Plus, right?
I don't know
that they were talking about.
It doesn't say that here, but I don't doubt it. That seems like a new movie release should probably they should probably try to charge for it.
You got access, but you got to pay extra.
And I'm happy to. I wish more movies were being made available right now.
Me too. It's funny. The last couple of weeks I've gotten box office results, and they've just been. I'm like, who's going to that? And no one. Like, it'll be a combined box office take worldwide of $8 million. Like, okay, so you guys, it might be a little soon, but.
Yeah, so Mulan, you have to pay $29, $29.99 to watch, but you also have to have that Disney Plus subscription.
So you already have to have that. And then is it just a rental?
Oh, that's a good
point. Or do you get to own it?
I don't, no, you definitely don't get to own it. sure.
Oh, okay.
Just a rental.
I rented Trolls World Tour, I don't know how many times, 5-6 times for $20 a pop before I finally got to buy it again. So, way to figure out how to make money even
no doubt.
During troubled times. Speaking of, you know, we've all had our own, you know, really rough times with whether it's you've lost a job or you're trapped at home with your own kids and can't take it, whatever your story is. Here's a mom in Florida who was on vacation when the pandemic shut everything down, and she hasn't been with her 2-year-old daughter for 5 months.
Oh.
She went to Panama with her grandmother to visit relatives in early March and got stuck there. They just got home in August.
Oh, wow. So when international travel got shut down, they were... Yep.
They found themselves stuck. And you can imagine, you had kids, you know what you're too...
my God. You're a fixture in their life. It's hard enough to take the week off to go to Panama.
Right. So there's just one story. Here's another one that I mentioned the other day. I think it was yesterday, since today's only Tuesday. It would have to be. I'm figuring this out as I speak.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, we're working the weeks out.
Chico! Apparently had a COVID outbreak after bringing the kids back to school and suddenly went, okay, we've got to switch gears. There's no in-person classes and we'd like you all to go home. Well, one of the stories now coming around is that as colleges reopen and as they see coronavirus outbreaks, infectious disease experts are saying, do not send those kids home. They've got the virus. Keep them where they are. That's the problem. You're about to send them to
out
infect
into the world,
their families.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need to keep them where they're at. So
you
it's going
to
be interesting. It'll be really interesting to see if students are trapped at school for the good of their own families and communities, or if in fact they'll be. It's going to be something to watch.
Right. Yes, it is. Because a lot of kids have gone off, a lot of them.
We were talking about deep fried food, and were saying you miss it and love it, and it's delicious. And so the State Fair of Texas is legendary. That's one of the places where they do these fried food contests, and
they invent like the fried Twinkie or whatever it is, deep fried Twinkie.
Exactly right. So the State Fair of Texas is legendary, but this year, since they won't be able to hold the fair as normal, they'll be offering it as a drive-through event. You can even pre-buy packages that include things like deep-fried Oreos and sausage on a stick. So the food-like items will be made available. You'll have to drive through, pick up your food, and take it home with you, though.
So no rides and no carnival attraction.
Not even getting that.
There's something about walking. I don't necessarily just want the fair food. I like that it's on a stick, you know, and I can walk around with it, enjoy the fair, and take a bite when necessary. I am hungry.
I like this story.
The Mulan thing, Vin.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you do pay that $29, $29.99 on Disney Plus, it won't be a one-time rental. You can have that movie until, as long as you are still subscribed, you can stream.
You have access.
It's yours. Yeah, oh, that's great. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
That's great.
Although that movie, for the record, I don't think is for the little kids. Like, I actually think they did that remake in such a way that it's
serious. Like, it's like a serious thing. You might be better off with the cartoon version of it.
Well, we watch the cartoon quite a bit, so I'm very familiar. But I don't think the remake is for like a 6-year-old.
Yeah, maybe not.
So, I could be wrong, but...
Is this from Mulan?
I can barely hear it.
Yeah, I think this might be the Christina Aguilera version.
Wow. You can't hear that well? I really feel like his return from the station isn't...
No, I hear it now. After you cranked it, I hear it. I like this. I believe... in this, you know, you hear this quite a bit. Fake it till you make it.
Yes. Sure.
Whatever it is you're doing, just try it and try your hardest and do what you see being done. And eventually it will become you.
Yes.
So they're saying this is the best way to hopefully get out of a bad mood is fake smile. A new study out of the University of Southern Australia found that fake smiling, even when you're not happy, can trick your brain into feeling better. The researchers say it releases neurotransmitters to encourage an emotionally positive state. So fake smiling will help you when you're in a bad mood. The muscles say you're happy and more likely to see the world around you in a positive way.
I like that.
So fake
smile.
Paste
a smile on. Paste it on and try to give yourself an attitude adjustment. I like that.
You know, sometimes, clearly, you need to talk to someone and work through a problem.
Sure,
I'm not saying
course.
That's the cure for severe depression, but...
Right. But if you're just having a bad day, just smile
through it. Might help you out of a bad mood.
Maybe.
So there's that.
Maybe it'll help you.
I'm a boy, so this makes no sense to me, but
all right.
I'll do the story and you can tell me. According to a new survey, 1 out of 10 people say they like to turn the lights off when they do it. And their reasoning is they want to save on the electric bill. Oh. To me, that's a lie. And I don't know why you
I don't
would
like
want
my
the
thighs.
Well, whatever.
I need to turn the lights off. I don't want to look at that.
I don't get it at all. They say, you're not ever going to see the savings add up unless you're doing it every single day for long periods of time.
Even then, I mean, one light bulb is not going to kill you. Now, Vinny, if you were to turn off that high-powered spotlight you have in your room, you might actually net some savings.
Right.
But for the rest of us, you know. Or look, if you're really that worried about it, light a candle.
This is from, well, sure. I mean, I want to see you. I'm a boy and I'm very visual, but I do know that there's different levels of comfort depending on how long you've been with someone. The survey found that it takes an average of about 2 months before people in a new relationship are comfortable seeing each other naked.
Oh.
I don't.
Vinny's comfortable from the get-go. He's fully like, hey, nice to meet you. Should we just take our clothes off now and cozy up?
That's not necessarily true, Sarah, but yes, I am very comfortable naked. Less so now because I have more of a dad bod than I once did.
Oh, you're adorable. Don't worry about it.
I still want to be naked in the light.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, people's idea of light varies. Like low light, you know, a little light not shining right on you. That's fine. But, you know, I always think about like how brightly lit it is in like a doctor's office or something. Like that is just, that's the opposite of sexy. Like it's just too bright. There's no hiding anything. Even your skin, like any blemish you have, it's just stark contrast to the rest of your skin. Like I don't want to hear that crap. You know, let's keep the turn down the lights.
You know what? Yeah. We're human. Some of us have flaws. It doesn't make.
Let's do our best to hide those from each other. Could we?
You're
let's
crazy.
Go ahead and keep the legend, keep the myth alive.
All right. If you have to, I guess. I don't see why, but all right. I personally prefer to see you, but okay. Here's a couple fast facts for you before we get to the text. The first Olympics that were televised were the 1936 ones in Nazi Germany.
Yeah. Is that the Jesse Owens story? Is that the guy I'm thinking of? Who was the black
Jesse
guy
Owens
who went
did
to,
in yeah. fact show up the German entrant into, I believe, one of the track and field events. And there was Hitler watching on as his idea of the perfect human specimen lost. I believe that's the one.
Yeah.
They were broadcast to 25 special viewing rooms in Germany. The first ones that were televised worldwide were the Olympics in Tokyo in 1964.
Wow. Not till 64 were they worldwide? Mm-hmm. Incredible. Now it's just, I mean, it is such a show these days. I mean, God, the opening ceremony is
showing
bigger
us footage
and
yeah. from the Nazi Olympics.
Yikes, boy, doesn't dude. It look festive there? Oy.
I don't know. Tell me if I did this one. St. Louis has had the biggest drop in population of any American city.
I think you did tell us that. Like,
did I tell you that?
The F out of there.
All right. Well, I know that you were there, so that's one that I sort
of. Well, even my brother and sister-in-law left there. You know, all their kids. Everyone's like, let's get the hell out of Missouri. I mean, Missouri. Sorry.
Oh, Missouri jokes. Bryn, hit a drum.
Come on. I'm here all the time. And we'll, hopefully, I mean, for as long as they'll let me keep coming in, I'll keep coming. I'll be here.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. Sarah, sending get well wishes and love to Gentry.
Thanks. That's nice. That's nice of you.
Did you buy him a new boat for his homecoming?
For his pneumonia COVID recovery? No, I did not.
Oh, I did, you should consider that.
I did offer to buy a jumbo pack of Doritos, which was his one craving.
Oh.
No one's taken me up on that yet.
All right.
Really super relieved, though.
I'm sure. Mm. Fair Food, says 707, has been available on the weekends in Santa Rosa and Petaluma Fairgrounds for the past few weeks. I bet Marin County will do the same. Okay.
Wow. I may have to make a trip up north. How you doing? Give me some fair food, huh?
Oh, here it is. This is perfect. 775 says, a coworker of mine has a son who attends Chico State.
Chico!
He tested positive for COVID last week. She told him he's not coming home under any circumstance. He's doing okay so far, thankfully. Yeah, that's the weird thing is for these schools who've taken the kids in, you can't send them home.
Right.
You took the money and took them in. It seems to me almost a crime to be like, well, we've decided, nah.
Well, now that we've infected them, here they are.
Yep.
Yeah, it does. I mean, no. I hadn't even really considered that, but it's absolutely true. Like, and frankly, they're among the safest people to experience this. Obviously, there are exceptions and there are hospitals available for that. But if the kids are going to get it and let them have it and get immunity far away from the most vulnerable people in their lives, she said with difficulty. It does seem like that would make more sense, right? Yeah. If a bunch of sick kids, do not send them out into the world.
You know what? I didn't even play that story out when we read it yesterday, and it wasn't until this morning when I saw that I thought, oh, right.
Right.
You can't send kids. Oh, I gotta go. I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.